my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me, from the words of my groaning? O my God, I cry by day, but you do not answer, and by night, but I find no rest. Yet you are holy, enthroned on the praises of Israel. In you our fathers trusted, they trusted and you delivered them. To you they cried and were rescued. In you they trusted and were not put to shame. But I am a worm and not a man, scorned by mankind and despised by the people. All who see me mock me, they make mouths at me, they wag their heads. He trusts in the Lord, let him deliver him, let him rescue him, for he delights in him. Yet you are he who took me from the womb. You made me trust you at my mother's breasts. On you was I cast from my birth, and from my mother's womb you have been my God. Be not far from me, for trouble is near and there is none to help. Many bulls encompass me. Strong bulls of Bashan surround me. They open wide their mouths at me, like a ravening and roaring lion. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax, it is melted within my breast. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue sticks to my jaws. You lay me in the dust of death. For dogs encompass me, a company of evildoers encircles me. They have pierced my hands and feet. I can count all my bones. They stare and gloat over me. They divide my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots. But you, O Lord, do not be far off. O you, my help, come quickly to my aid. Deliver my soul from the sword, my precious life from the power of the dog. Save me from the mouth of the lion. You have rescued me from the horns of the wild oxen. I will tell of your name to my brothers. In the midst of the congregation, I will praise you. You who fear the Lord, praise him. All you offspring of Jacob, glorify him. And stand in awe of him, all you offspring of Israel. For he has not despised or abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, and he has not hidden his face from him, but has heard when he cried to him. From you comes my praise in the great congregation. My vows I will perform before those who fear him. The afflicted shall eat and be satisfied. Those who seek him shall praise the Lord. May your hearts live forever. All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations shall worship before you. For kingship belongs to the Lord, and he rules over the nations. All the prosperous of the earth eat and worship. Before him shall bow all who go down to the dust, even the one who could not keep himself alive. Posterity shall serve him. It shall be told of the Lord to the coming generation. They shall come and proclaim his righteousness to a people yet unborn, that he has done it. Please take a seat. If you have your Bibles, turn to Luke 22, verse 19. If not, it's okay, I'll read it out. Luke chapter 22, verse 19. It's Luke's account of Jesus' Last Supper with his disciples on the night before he was betrayed, judged, condemned to die. And I'm just going to read verse 19. 22 verse 19. And Jesus took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." We see two givings here. We see that Jesus gave his body for us, and we see Jesus give the bread to us. He gives his body for us, and he gives the bread to us. Why did he give his body for us? He gave up his body on the cross so we would have life. He gave up his body to bear our sins. In the psalm we just read, the words of David, but truly the words of Christ, that intense suffering was him bearing our sins. He gave up his body to be a pleasing sacrifice to his Father. He gave up his body so that when God looks at us, he sees that our sins are gone. And he sees lives that are pleasing to him. That's why Jesus gave his body for us. Now, why did he give the bread to us? Well, if I read it again, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." He gave the bread to us so we would remember him. So that we would remember the body he gave up for us. Now, we're physical creatures. Us humans, we're not just a soul, we're a soul and body. We're physical embodied creatures. It actually means there's great value in remembering Christ, not only with our words, but also with our bodies, with our mouths as we eat and chew and taste and swallow. It's like saying there's a difference between just telling someone, "I love you," and also giving them a hug or giving them a kiss. Because we're physical. And the bread is also physical, and this is a gift from Jesus that we might remember him in a physical way. But we remember not only Jesus' physical body born of Mary, but also his body now on earth, which is the church. Maybe you've heard the phrase, "We are what we eat." It's not from the Bible, though maybe some of the ideas are there. But it's true in this instance. We are what we eat. When we eat the bread that symbolizes his body, when we eat it together, we express the reality that we are his body. Our fellowship together, expressed in our eating together. This manifests the oneness of Christ's body on earth. A oneness forged in the Spirit by the bonds of love. So let's eat the bread, remembering Jesus' body given up for us at the cross. And let's eat the bread, remembering Jesus' body around us in our brothers and sisters. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your gift to us, your body given up for us, for our salvation. We thank you for the bread also that you gave to us as a reminder of you, of your actions, and of your body here on earth in the brothers and sisters around us. Help us honor you and love one another. Bless the bread so that as we take it, we can feed on you with faith and with spiritual eyes to see the reality behind it. We pray these things for Jesus' sake. Amen.